From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Demonstrators took to the streets across America Sunday to protest President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration. Friday's order temporarily bans immigration from such trouble spots as Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. On Saturday, a judge ordered the government not to deport people who have valid visas or to detain anyone with approved refugee status. The Homeland Security Department says it will comply with the judge's order, but reports from federal authorities indicate at least 170 people have been detained at U.S. airports since Friday. All of this has caused some confusion among travelers, and lawmakers of both parties are calling for changes in the order. The president issued a statement Sunday saying that America will continue to show compassion to those fleeing oppression while protecting its own citizens. And speaking on Fox News Sunday, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway denied that the president's order targets Muslims.
And let me make very clear, these seven countries, what about the 46 majority Muslim countries that are not included? Right there, it totally undercuts this nonsense that this is a Muslim ban.
Kellyanne Conway. The U.S. military says one service member was killed, three wounded in a raid targeting al-Qaeda in Yemen. A statement from the U.S. Central Command said 14 fighters from the local al-Qaeda affiliate were killed in the operation. French leftists went to the polls Sunday in round two of a primary election and chose Benoît Hamon to be the Socialist Party candidate in France's presidential election. He's a 49-year-old former education minister and got close to 60% of the vote in early ballot counting. This is VOA News.